The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
I
want to
ride the pony, Daddy.
There's a fine line between stupid and clever.
It's time for the fake news break. My name is Tim Rice, and this is the Fake Country News. Kenny Chesney was airlifted to a South Florida hospital today after attending a week-long party at Jimmy Buffett's house in the Florida Keys. Doctors say that the country crooner is in fragile but stable condition after suffering rectal bleeding and what seems to be repeated trauma to the anus and soft palate. Doctors claim that after undergoing sphincter reconstruction surgery, Chesney will be as good as new just in time for his European tour this spring. A spokesman for Chesney was elusive but did release one short statement that being, he's not gay. Really, he's not gay.
You can be funny without making fun of someone else. Don't be a bully.
Shut up!
This news break was brought to you by Kellogg's, responsible for childhood obesity and diabetes since 1894. This has been the fake news break. Fuck you, Wolf Blitzer.
In an effort to make the previous newscast seem legitimate, fair, and balanced, here's a real news story from National Public Radio.
Now let's check in with Zane Vergy. She's monitoring some other important stories incoming to the Situation Room right now. Zane, what do you have?
Wolf, peanuts are now on Northwest Airlines snack menu, and travelers with allergies are flooding the carrier with complaints about the change. Northwest began serving peanuts this month as its merger partner, Atlanta-based Delta Airlines, has done for years. Georgia is the top peanut producing state in the country. Delta says that it will make seating and service accommodations for peanut allergic passengers.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Thanks for stopping by. That's all I got for today. Been a long one. Had traffic school today. And I have it bright and early tomorrow. That's right. That's how I'm spending my Saturday. And I am pumped. There's nothing more fun than traffic school. Seriously, though, thanks for stopping by, Stool Samples. Check back in tomorrow. Peace out.